Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Carl Tobias, a law professor at the University of Richmond. And Carl, really glad that you were with us this morning. The president tweeted Sunday night, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came." And I saw that and I thought, all right, again, maybe the nuance is lost when we're having serious policy discussions via Twitter. But is that a possibility? Can you just summarily decide, okay, you just stepped across the border, you go back? Or is the president trying to make a point and there is a legal way to make or speed up the process? What do you think?
Well, probably he is trying to make a point. Maybe he's trying to make political points.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your question implicitly is asking, can the United States do that? And I think the answer is basically no.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are coming across the border are entitled to due process under the Constitution, and a number of Supreme Court cases have said that. So I guess the harder question is, you know, what's the solution? How can this be speeded up? Because there are thousands of cases, and they're incredibly backlogged. And there are proposals for that in Congress now.
Yeah, that's really what this comes down to, is that those who do want to game the system, whether it's because they really are desperate and they're trying to get into the country to make a better life for themselves, or whether they're trying to game the system just so they can get in and start getting on the gravy train, they have overwhelmed us at the border. So what do you do? Do you double the number of judges that are available, or is there a legal way to speed this up and say, all right, you're standing before me, and do you waive your right to a full hearing? I mean, as things stand now, how would that work?
Well, due process is a fairly flexible notion,
right?
And you can have truncated proceedings. That's probably not as valuable as having a full proceeding. But the basic notion is you have a right to, you know, present your case.
Mm-hmm.
Before a neutral decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
There have been proposals even from people like Ted Cruz of Texas to add hundreds more immigration judges. And I think those are in Congress. And that's one way to help. But there's a huge backlog of past cases, and then all of these others coming to the system have overloaded the system. I think most people agree about that. And either shorter hearings or more hearings or more judges, more resources is one solution. And even that may not be completely satisfactory, but it might speed up the process.
It is really interesting to compare this to, you know, like if I just go ahead and send in a check when I get a parking ticket to the city of Richmond and I'm waiving my right to contest whether or not I was parking illegally, or waiving my right to a hearing. Although if I want to jump through those hoops, that's something I can do.
That's right. Exactly. But I think our system that you're talking about works principally because people would rather write a check and not appear in court and, you know, wait and all of that.
And that's probably why the Trump administration has been so difficult in the enforcement to the letter of some of these laws, is to make it not worth the while for people who are on the edge, who think, if I can just hold out a little bit longer, I'll get into the country and then I've got a free ticket to stay. If they can make the, for lack of a better term, pain a little higher, the pain threshold higher on the front end, then maybe they can cut down on the number of people who will show up.
Well, that may be the thinking. That's possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think each person has his or her own reasons for being here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll have to keep our eyes on it and see how the debate unfolds. Maybe it will actually motivate the Congress to pass legislation to try to resolve it. And perhaps that's what the president's trying to do, is light a fire under the tails of some of those who are in Congress and have not taken action. Carl Tobias, a law professor at the University of Richmond, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.